What is TWS podcast episode, whatever, who cares at this point?
The rants of the vindicated.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still alive?
It's not working for me, Rich. We're going to keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
I'm ready.
I feel like Neanderthal.
Staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
They ain't ready. All right, and welcome back. It is another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. Very special episode. Yesterday was, what was yesterday?
4th of July.
There we go, 4th of July. That's what it was. And then this is the first episode where we have a real life millennial. I take that back, because Rich is a real life millennial. He just don't want to admit. He's a recovering millennial. Like, no, what is, what would be the term?
He's a closeted millennial.
Closeted millennial. I like that one.
He doesn't want to admit it, and he's going to be upset when he hears this.
You know, I upset Rich all the time, so I'm good with it.
You do.
But this episode, we actually have one of the darknesses, a true millennial. I didn't ask him if it was something he wanted to go by before we started recording this.
Do you have a name that you want to go by?
Or do you want your government out there?
DJ, no, I'm just Thad is fine.
Thad is
just
right. Thad. All right, so we got Thad here. It's one of my brother-in-laws.
Hi, mom. Dad, to you tell.
We are listening to one of the other brother-in-laws. So we got the youngest and the eldest represented on this episode so far. If you can't tell, that's Hamps across from me. I got Thad to my left, and then as usual, I am J-Dot Flan. And we are the White Pants Society.
Woo-hoo.
You had to think of what to do, and that's what you came up with. Like, you took a pause, and you was like, what should my reaction be? Woo-woo?
Yeah.
Well, you ain't say nothing.
Because I was looking at you, looked like you had something ready to jump out your body. I thought something was going to get something good.
It was good. It wasn't good.
It's a champion household. We got two champs in the studio today.
Yeah, yeah. So yesterday was a crazy day. We had our first official, like, 4th of July
in the neighborhood?
As residents of a different cultured neighborhood. Is that politically correct? So we walked away champions. Mm-hmm. We got a chili cook-off champion. Miss Annette, we need to get Hamps engraved on the trophy so that they know who it belongs to. Yeah. And then we also got what was it? Travel the farthest?
Yeah, like a distance thing. Yes. The farthest distance.
The distance challenge winner. Dad over here. I didn't win nothing, but I survived. So
yeah.
I count that as a win. Win, win, win.
We'll get more details on that.
We'll get more details. All right, let me pay the bills first, though. As usual, ttcharities.org. Please check out the website. Donate whatever you can. Time, money, clothes, books, toys, whatever it is they need. Be cognizant of the fact that the Flint, Michigan situation is still ongoing. A lot of progress has been made, but a lot of progress yet to be made. So, do whatever you can to help support Tavares and the great work they're doing over there at ttcharities.org. Again, a repost and retweet goes a long way. Let's be our brother's keeper. RenasCakeys.com. Rena's Cakeys. If you don't know what a cakey is, it is the size and shape of a cookie. But the texture of a cake with a icing and flavoring of your choice. I myself vouch for the lemon and the lime flavor. Strawberry is also good. They also come in almond, orange, and coffee. She makes several other different things too, though. Pies, really elaborately decorated cakes, wedding cakes, macarons. Everything's delicious. You can't go wrong. RenasCakeys.com. That's RINAS Cakeys.com. And last but not least, CelebrityHairCorp.com. Ladies, get all your natural hair extensions taken care of with free tax and no shipping. Excuse me. Free tax and no shipping. Let them make you look like the star that you are. Okay. CelebrityHairCorp.com. Get your bundles. All right, bills paid. So, yesterday was 4th of July, and this is our first year in this neighborhood where we stand out. And
in more ways than one.
And from the day we moved in, people started coming over talking to us about this 4th of July.
Yeah, like the first hour we were here.
Yeah, we were, the moving truck was outside. Like, we were moving things in the house. Mm-hmm. And got approached, and, you know, and I got to say, everybody here is extremely friendly, great neighborhood. But yes, they were pushing this 4th of July celebration from day one.
Day one.
And
that's,
I actually,
crazy.
I saw my neighbor like 3 times last week, and every time I saw him, it was, "You ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready?" I'm like, "Dude, I'm ready. It's 4th of July.
What can I get ready for?"
Look, yeah, I'm gonna buy some hot dogs. We're gonna bring the grill outside. Done. So yeah, we got some sodas, and that's pretty much what we did. We went. We got sodas. You made your famous pasta salad. Mm-hmm. You made your chili for the chili cook-off. Mm-hmm. I marinated some wings, and we bought some sausages, and somebody brought over some hot dogs. And we pulled the grill outside, and we pulled the fat patio furniture to the front yard, and we was like,
We good. We're ready to go. But when we actually went outside.
When we looked around, like, when we had our area set up, and was like, "This looks, I'm proud of what we accomplished."
Proud of this.
And then I looked to the left and right. Like, nah, bro.
It was some butt in comparison.
They got tents.
They got tents and flags. That one lady, the people right next to us had that like inflatable beach ball with the water
coming out
from three
attached
different.
Attached to the hose, the water hose, so the kids can play around with it.
People had all kinds of pools.
So Jerry was like, No.
I'm just saying, we already, the black family on the block. We can't be the black family who's not patriotic, like, you know.
And not prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we had to make an emergency Target trip. Shout out to Target. Red card all day.
No, Jared was like, "Everybody in the car."
Yep.
Everybody in the car.
Everybody in the car right now. I don't care. Baby sleepy? Bring her too. She can fall asleep in the car.
In the car. And that's how serious it was, because we had actually put the stuff out in the driveway. So we had now blocked ourselves in. And had to move. I was like, "Nah, I will move the stuff to the side because we need to get out.
We need to get out.
And we need to get some accessories."
So we went to Target.
And I would have bought more. I got a flag and a flagpole. And I got a little American flag bucket and a table. Like, we had to actually, like, buy a setup because we didn't look. We wasn't representing proud. I didn't like the way we looked as a family, like, as a unit.
It wasn't.
Yeah, Team Flanagan was not being shown in the proper light. We were still like light years behind. But I feel better that the other neighbor said it took them like 3 or 4 years
to get set up,
to get properly. Used to how big this thing was. But yeah, it was
pretty big.
Sorry, so I want to go around the room. Thoughts, feelings about what happened yesterday. We'll start with the millennial. I think, because this was like, it probably was the biggest impact, because right? We've lived in this neighborhood and at least had some idea what the people were like. Like, that is just fresh off the plane, like
thrown into this.
Oh yeah,
like, here it is.
It was definitely some culture shock. I like to say, you know, there were a couple of times where I was like, "Really? They do that here?
Yeah.
They do this? Water balloon fight.
Because water balloon fights back home get serious.
Yeah.
Somebody can get shot.
Yeah, I know. Like, that's not a water gun. Right. Yeah, but I liked it. I felt like it was at recess or something, you know, the like, tug of war.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the street. Everybody's getting into it. You know, I just love the spirit. And overall, I was really proud, you know. Mm-hmm. We're the rookies on the street.
Mm-hmm.
But Tammy over here is
coming home with trophies.
Yeah.
Come home with trophies.
She's the rookie.
There's no living with her now. She won that trophy yesterday at like, 6, 7 o'clock? I know she's mentioned the fact that she's an award-winning chili cook-off champ.
Mm-hmm. Her rookie year.
At least 20 times since then.
Hey, look.
And
my chili is to be reckoned with. I have won an award twice now.
My style is impeccable.
Twice. This is my second time. And people are coming by in the morning, like, "You win a cook-off, right? You win a cook-off." I'm like, yeah. You know, they sitting there bragging on their chili. I'm like, all right, I ain't gonna brag on mine, because now I'm getting a little intimidated because I don't know what people got, you know.
Oh, she wasn't intimidated, y'all. She was humble. She was humble. She's like, I'm about to go off.
I'm just like, all right, I'm ready to taste it. So when the tasting happened at 5:15, I go over there. I didn't even eat my own chili. I was over there tasting them people's chili and everything.
You didn't get your own chili?
Not initially. I went back and got mine.
She was like, this is bullshit. This is spicy and still bullshit.
No, but there were actually, I would say there were two chilies that were decent chilies.
Pretty close.
They were pretty close. But one was just spicy for no reason at all.
It was more painful than, you know, pleasurable. So.
Right. It was like the guy said he put in some Carolina Reapers. And that's hotter than the ghost pepper.
Yeah.
So he's just, you know, he's proud of it. And it's like, whoosh, you know.
Yeah, he's dancing flame, and dancing in his kitchen. Yeah. he's a witch.
No. Brewing's
real. It was real. It was real.
Yeah.
It was real spicy.
Anytime you get names like ghosts and reapers, it's going to be hot.
It was so hot that I couldn't even eat it. Like, I took a spoonful and I had to eat a cracker behind it because that's how spicy it was. Like, I couldn't deal. So I left that one alone.
I started to perspire a little bit.
Yeah.
I had to go get a towel and a glass of water. Yeah.
But the other ones, the one that his daughter made was better than his. But it still wasn't. I mean, it was all right, but it wasn't. Yeah.
It wasn't the champ.
You know.
The champ is here.
Yeah. I'm very proud of her. I'm very proud of you, Tammy.
I just get the feeling that I'm going to come home tomorrow and she's going to have, like, bought a belt.
Champ is here.
Have a ring.
Theme music. Mm-hmm. Champ is here.
Boxing hoodie on.
Just making chili all the time.
Yeah, it's a good chili though.
But you saw what went into that chili.
I did.
That chili was a process.
I was there for the process. I saw it
took hours.
From scratch to finish.
Yes.
And
it took hours. That
I think you've become a little bit of a machine with it. Like you got your process down, and you just kind of like boom, 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 boom.
I felt like I was in there with Chef Gordon Ramsay or something. she was commands.
No, that Instapot actually really came in handy. I can do everything in one pot.
Shout out to the Instapot.
Shout out to Instapot because now I can.
I feel good. Like I made a good purchase.
You did make a good purchase. I can you know fry the bacon in one place. Get the grease, take it out, and then start putting everything else in there. Mm-hmm. I forgot to add the butter. I was supposed to add a little bit of butter, a little pat.
Man. So you're saying as good as it was, it could have been
I still
better.
Forgot a little ingredient. It was like one little ingredient to help with the sauteing of the veggies that were in there.
Mm-hmm. That would have made a difference?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well.
Mm-hmm. Little slight difference, yeah.
Oh, difference. Cool. Well, I made some cornbread, just to throw that out there.
Yeah.
As much as I love it, that was my first time fixing.
Pizza.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I haven't tried it yet. But,
oh, yeah, me neither. Well, we have more chili to eat, so.
Yeah. We'll cornbread's going to be disposed of.
Mm-hmm. I think so much went into the preparation or once we got out there, like, doing it, like, making the cornbread, chili. I'm on the grill for, like, hours. Like, once we were done, you didn't even feel like eating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You didn't eat what you made.
But now, people, this was like real serious. Like, they blocked the street off.
Street was blocked off.
It was one side of the street versus the other side of the street. And all these events, the tug of war, the bike races, the water balloon fight.
So what happened at this water balloon fight? I didn't go down there.
It was intense.
Like, this was water balloon war. Like, this was like Fallujah. Like, this was like Black Hawk Down style.
Yeah.
Water balloon fight. Like, I just went over there and it was just bullets flying everywhere. Just people, some people lobbing them, some people straight at your face. Like, it was a kid that had gotten hit so hard with a water balloon in the face that the rubber from the balloon was still stuck to his cheek.
Oh my goodness.
And he was just still going.
Like, he was scarred for life. Water balloon stuck to his cheek.
It was adults, it was grown men having a good time throwing water balloons at each other. It was crazy. And then Dennis was out there with a body cam on. He had the GoPro strapped to his chest. They had a drone.
Yep.
Getting the aerial footage.
Aerial view.
Mm-hmm. I need to see the footage of this water balloon fight.
I'm hoping they put it out on the website. Because there's a website. Well, no, there's a Facebook page. Because it's a big deal. Because we actually entered into...
This party had a Facebook page.
Yeah, it did.
What kind of shenanigans is this?
So, it's apparently it's block party competition nationwide. Uh-huh. So you can enter in on Good Morning America has this competition, and you submit and you can win, I think, I forgot if the prize was $10,000 or if it was $50,000, but you win it. Yeah, you win it towards the association.
Oh,
like the money goes to the association.
So I think $10,000 goes to the association, but you also get that concert or something, and the concert is valued at
$50,000. That's what it is. Like okay.
But it's like a country star or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
The dude who was entering the contest didn't even know who he was.
Yeah.
But
I'm sure there was a Project X happening somewhere.
Somewhere.
It was a lot going on. Thaddeus is across the street with the Make America Stoners Again people. I realized we got some real life hippies in the neighborhood.
Oh, right across the street?
Right across the street.
Oh, yeah.
Had conversations with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, long conversations.
The actual people. This is second, because the first time I came to Austin was the first time I saw hippies.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a live drum circle. And I was like, what? Like, hippies are real?
They're real.
At South by Southwest.
They had a drum circle?
Yeah, they was out there. They was sitting in a circle. I don't even know if they had a drum. I just called it a drum circle. But it was people in a circle. Like, just...
Oh.
It surprised you a little
bit,
didn't it?
Just communing. And then the dude was, like, passing weed through the crowd. Like,
yeah.
It was crazy.
I get a little surprised when I run into the Amish people. And Dad, look at them. You know,
look, they can cook.
They can fry some chicken.
I love going back home, going to Amish country. Going
really?
To them Amish. Yes. You go in there, you can stay in there for hours just going around there shopping, have some lunch.
Good food.
They can cook.
Good food. Yeah, but I met some characters yesterday when I hadn't even realized all y'all went back inside.
I was tired.
I was going up and down the street.
Hey, we was in here worried about you, bro. We was like, no, this is some get out type stuff.
Yeah,
they got him. They sizing him up. They see he's athletic. They're like, uh-oh.
We got one.
I haven't seen the movie yet. So
you got to see the movie.
It's hard for me
if
to.
If you had seen the movie, you wouldn't have been your ass across the street.
Right. you wouldn't have been out there that long without somebody out there with you. There was some get out shit. It really was.
When I see it, I'll understand what you guys are talking about.
Like, why is this old lady talking to him for this long?
A long time.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Where's her husband? Where's her husband at?
He was sitting down giving out free advice.
Free advice. Yeah.
Free advice. And he was really doing that?
He had a sign up that said free advice.
Yeah, but I thought it was a joke.
I think it was a joke. But I wonder if people went over there.
I wanted to ask.
I was going
to
go up there and ask for some advice.
You should have went up there. He probably would have gave it to you.
What's your advice on heartbreak? He put his glasses on. Well.
We had the tug of war where that dude, what was it, the first one was supposed to be all kids and nobody told like this one man.
Yeah.
And so he got on the side and pretty much they dominated the tug of war. And then afterward he realized he had been tug-a-warring
with a bunch of kids.
He thought he was doing something.
No. Wonder why he went it.
He's like, it was only kids.
Yeah, he was fucked up for a minute there.
What did he get?
I pulled the kids over.
Yes.
Everybody had their embarrassing moment. I thought it was everybody, men and women, getting on. So I asked Yesenia if she was coming. Mm-hmm. And then she gave me this look like, it's only for guys. And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
You're listening, I'm sorry. No, I meant no harm.
So sorry.
Yeah, but.
And this is all before the fireworks. Like, this was.
Yeah,
this right.
This went on for hours.
It was an eventful day.
It was an exhausting day.
Elise was in and out of that kiddie pool. I mean, she had a good time. I mean, like, Ashley just leaving us behind. You know,
yeah.
He was just like, forget y'all ain't coming. I'm gone. I'm going to a neighbor's house. Get in the pool real quick. Not even looking back to see where her mommy is. She's gone.
Yeah.
Gone. Yeah. Hey, little baby child, if you don't get your butt back over here. Yeah, she's gone.
Yeah, but once again, I got to do another dad rant because I don't think dads get the respect that we are due. It's 4th of July in Texas. Mm-hmm. Do you understand how hot it was outside in general?
I give Jared props.
And I stood over that goddamn grill.
And make it twice as hot.
For about 2-3 hours.
You did.
Grilling stuff.
You did. You stood outside in that grill for a long time.
I finna passed out. If that was me.
And then it wasn't even nobody out there with me. Like, we came out and set up, and then, like, everybody dipped. I was just outside sweating my ass off.
He had your playlist hot. Though.
Grilling. I had my playlist.
He had his playlist going.
I wanted to play that Jay-Z album so bad.
Oh my goodness.
Just to see what was gonna happen.
There was one point
I'm OJ.
Okay. No, at one point when everything was kind of calming down, I went outside and the music was still playing.
Yeah.
Go out there. It was some song playing, but all I heard was shit, 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 nigga, 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 shit, shit, shit. And I'm like, oh my gosh, should I turn this down? Yes. Yeah.
You sound like my mother. Like that.
That was all I heard.
That couldn't possibly be lyrics to a song.
Exactly. It was not all the lyrics to a song, but I swear, like, I at least heard the word shit 5 times walking from the garage to the player, and the nigga was at least twice.
That was on our playlist?
Yes.
Well, yeah.
I did have one. I had that Boss song on the, My Nigga Just Made Bail.
Yes.
And it came on one.
That is exactly the song that was playing.
And it came on one time while we were out, and I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And
no.
I skipped it real quick.
And I went out there, and there was nobody out there.
What if you just made bad? That would have been the perfect song for those people. Like, made bad? What are y'all doing across the street?
So I just went over there and, like, real slowly just kind of turned it down. Mm-hmm. Like, y'all didn't hear that. Y'all didn't hear that.
Right, we should have been out there celebrating. My nigga just made bail.
What?
My nigga just made bail.
Oh, my gosh. It was, yeah. That was a little
I have a problem with it. I need to stop. I really need to stop antagonizing white people.
You need to stop doing it. We live
black
here.
Culture. We live here. And these people are nice. Sometimes
they are
I
nice.
Do wonder if it's, like, a fascination. Like,
oh, yeah. Like, when I was... So when I was out there and... Everybody's talking about, oh, you're so nice compared to other city folk we've met.
Mm-hmm.
Jared, no, it was Tammy.
Mm-hmm.
Tammy was the first to assume that city folk was...
Black folk.
Yeah.
You're so nice compared to other black folk that we've met.
Code word, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I'm like, city folk. They could have actually been genuine. They could have actually been talking about city.
They could have been. They could have been.
It's less likely.
Who else from the city, though, but black folk?
Yeah.
I mean...
I like to be optimistic.
Mm.
That's what I was talking about with our hippie neighbor
across the street. Oh,
yeah.
Kit.
Yeah, uh-huh. She's an optimist, and
her name is Kit. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's hippie 101.
That is hippie 101.
Kit Kat. Yeah, that's that what is, I want to call it that so bad. What's up, Kit Kat? But
she would probably get a kick out of it.
She would.
Yeah,
she would.
She was so nice, and she's an optimist. I'm an optimist, so you know. Maybe these are genuine people.
You can be an optimist when you're white, but
yeah. I'm not an optimist at all.
I don't know. She might not be. She looked like she had some Indian or something. Like she wasn't.
She has that,
like,
real long hair.
Maybe like 15%.
Mm-hmm.
Something in there.
Why does it always come back to race? I'm trying to turn over a new leaf. You know? I'm really trying to, like, be post-racial. But
no, these folks have always been very, very nice, and they were very excited about their party.
Yeah.
Very excited.
I feel like we're the only racist people.
Oh, yeah.
I'll feel bad if we're the only people over here.
Probably. But
they went home and talked about us, though.
They probably did. This party made that I wanted Joey Cook on.
Yeah. That black woman.
That black city girl. How does she know about making chili?
That's because they don't know how to season their food properly.
That's what that is.
She knows everything about making
chili.
They don't know nothing about Gebhardt's.
Yeah.
Gebhardt chili powder.
They probably own Gebhardt's.
Yeah.
I know.
No. I guess to them, the hotter the better, you know? Number 3 just went all out.
Too far.
I just kept going, and people would be like, don't try number 3.
And just don't even do it.
Don't taste number 3.
It was too hot.
You're going to be crapping hot balls on the toilet later. Hot balls.
Nope.
But then during that balloon, sorry, so since we've gone racial, you know, I got to go off the deep end. So during the balloon fight, there was this one little kid, and it was bothering me. So this is one little black kid, and one is not a whole lot of... First of all, I realized there are more people of color in the neighborhood
than
I had previously thought. Either they were just friends of people, which is still cool. That means that these white people got black friends.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's other black people living on this block.
Yeah, there's some down the street.
Down the street, yeah. Mm-hmm. And so it was this one particular kid, and he wasn't throwing water balloons.
Mm-hmm.
He just had, like, this, like, cardboard shield and was just out there, like, blocking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was playing defense.
Mm-hmm. Straight defense.
And it struck me... Because, I'll play the clip on it. I got to edit that in. But I'll play the clip where they got this thing about footnotes for the story of OJ, that song on 444.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the actors on there was saying, like, the difference between white people and black people is that black people live their lives playing defense. Like,
The difference between black men and white men is this. We move through the world playing defense. We don't have the capacity to play offense. Like, we can't move because we are constantly looking for the moment when you're going to be disrupted. So you walk through the world very aware that the world views you a certain way. So you got to play defense, and you got to play it real smooth.
We always have to be, we're always on guard against, you know, what could potentially happen. Like when we, you know,
pulled over,
when our progress is going to be interrupted, that we're always on defense. And when you don't have that, when you don't have that looming over you, then you can live your life looking at stuff like, oh, I wonder what I could build over there. Or I wonder what I could do over there. I wonder what project I could work on today. Like, you can live your life on offense. And then I'm like literally watching it. This kid in the middle of a water balloon fight,
playing defense,
like not even thinking about throwing a water balloon. Like, he was just, and it was people like hiding behind him and throwing. He was straight a human shit. Like, why would you raise your child to be a shield?
Wow,
that's what you want to be in life, is the shield.
Is a shield. That's, I wonder why he chose that role.
I don't know. But then one kid came up and finally, like, I guess, got around the shield and hit him. He dropped the shield. And he slow walked up on this kid. I can't impress upon you enough like how much this was like warfare, and there were just water balloons flying in every direction at all times. And in the middle of all this chaos, this kid dropped the shield and slow walked up on this little boy and hit him with a water. Like, he didn't duck. He wasn't flinching. I know it was stuff flying past his face. And just explosions on every side. And he slow walked up to this kid and hit him with the water balloon. Like,
was he mad?
Maybe. Maybe he was like, you see me out here playing defense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you going, you know.
He was black.
He was like, foul on the play. He's like, skirt. Hold up.
Little black kid came out of him. Hey, he was like, that's it.
That's it. He literally slow walked up on it. It was the most gangster thing I ever seen in my life.
He was cracking up.
It was straight gangster. It was so beautiful.
It was beautiful.
And then directly following that, some white dude on a souped up rascal just came. This rascal was doing numbers. Like, it was moving.
It's like, he just
out of my way. And he was going up and down the street. Like, I was waiting for him to pop a willy or something.
Yeah. He was going pretty fast. He was going. It was some kid running beside him, and he was keeping up with the kid running.
Mm-hmm.
He was beating him.
Yeah.
He was pulling away. On a rascal.
That rascal was going like 10 miles an hour.
I'm sure he'd get through Target and Shoppers fairly quickly.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I got my shopping done.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Yeah. Shout out to Jared's wings, though.
They were good. That.
If there was a competition, I think we would have had three champs.
Oh, yeah.
I appreciate it. It's only like my first or second time on that grill. I'm trying to learn the you know, I'm trying to get that part of manliness under my belt.
No, you are succeeding.
I have been missing
the second time you didn't use that grill.
The grill.
And just impressed.
Only the second time?
Yes.
Wow, I'm impressed.
Yes.
The first time I used the grill was on Father's Day.
All right.
When on Father's Day, I had to grill my own steak. In that special.
But you got to play with fire.
You see how Tammy put that spin on it?
Fire. They keep trying to put that spin on it. But that meant I had to stand in the backyard on a hot day over a flame dealing with bugs.
I did ask you if you wanted to go out, didn't I? Didn't I?
But you made it like one of those, would you like to go out? Or would you like to grill your own steak?
No.
I mean, if you want to go out, we can go out. But I thought you would want to grill your own steak. Don't you want to use the grill?
I asked if you wanted to go out or if you wanted to stay in. Like, do you want to stay in? You're like, yeah, I kind of want to stay in.
Maybe I thought staying in meant like somebody would cook for me.
Your mom and I cooked everything else.
He's like,
all you had to do was grill the steaks.
I mean, if you see it as equivalent, then
I mean, no.
I'm not going to argue the point. I love you, though.
But you had the accomplishment of making some amazing steaks.
See, this is how white people be spending stuff on black folks. You have the accomplishment. Do you see that whole field of cotton that you just did? Don't you feel like you accomplished something? I really got to stop taking it to the racial stuff.
You I do every time.
Subconsciously.
Every time.
I'm my mother's child. She don't realize it, like this stuff rubbed off on me. But I do see the world and like, especially since moving here.
Mm-hmm. You see it as black and white.
Black and white.
Quite literally.
Because I never had to. Well, see, in Texas, it's not just black and white. There's always Mexican.
Yeah. You can't say Mexican. You gotta say Hispanic.
Hispanic, okay.
I just see them all as descendants of the Native Americans because people forget that sometimes, you know? Mexican?
That's that millennial coming
out. Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. They're all descendants of the Native Americans. So I'm like, that's what they are. You know, we just call them Mexicans because they're from Mexico or Hispanic.
Well, then can we just call everybody black? Because we all came from Africa, right?
Garden of Eden. Well,
I think that's been proven. The first
we all, even Hispanics?
I don't know, man. I'm convinced.
It's like Africa and then they spread it out. Because it was all one big continent in the beginning. And then it broke off.
I'm mm-hmm. convinced there was some mutation going on, man.
Mutation?
Oh, yeah. Some aliens or something came in there.
Here's a millennial.
That's a millennial.
white people.
If you weren't here for the beginning of the episode.
There's a millennial.
The voice you're hearing is a millennial.
Richard,
when you come back, Richard.
Richard's taking notes right now.
Yeah,
I want to rebut the point he made at about the 31 minutes and 14 seconds. He said he called people mutants. I want
real life X-Men.
Oh gosh, yeah, Richard gonna have fun with this one. Richard gonna have fun with you for the next 28 days.
Oh yeah,
pause.
Mm-hmm. I'm
yeah.
I would like to be interviewed, you know, answer some questions.
Richard going to come by like every day. I thought some more questions.
Yeah, he's got a pen and paper. Mm-hmm. And he's like, so,
Yeah, he going to talk to you about voting. It's going to be.
Oh, gosh.
Oof. You know what? I'm actually just leave the house. I don't want to be there for that conversation.
Voting has never really been a topic of interest for me, though.
We're not going to.
Got topics with that. I want to talk about the transgender in high school sports.
Ooh.
Thing that's happening. I want to get Thaddeus's feelings on that. I got some things written down. And Richard ain't the only one got questions.
Because Thaddeus is a wrestler.
He is a wrestler.
Yeah, so we got to talk about that.
I have plenty of answers.
All right, so we're going to save that.
Yeah.
We're going to save that.
But back to this 4th of July part.
Yes.
So then all this happened.
Mm-hmm.
I'm tired. My feet hurt.
Everybody tired. Everybody hot.
I don't want to stand up no more. I'm hot. It's just nasty. It just felt nasty.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell if I was greasy from the grill or just sweating too much.
Natural grease.
Right.
And I'm coating myself in eucalyptus oil every 5 minutes.
Like, is this sweat or is this dirt? Like,
I don't want the bugs on me.
What is happening here?
It was nasty. Then they start popping off over here. They start
fireworks
everywhere.
So what happened with the fireworks was they got collection from everybody.
Yeah.
And someone on this block has a hookup with.
Got the black market hookup.
Right. So they can get fireworks wholesale, but the minimum purchase of fireworks wholesale has got to be $1,000. So when you buy $1,000 worth of wholesale fireworks, you're getting $4,000 worth of fireworks. So they had fireworks going. Oh my gosh.
And then it seemed like it was every street was doing. So we had our little thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the middle of that, like behind you, shit just started exploding.
There was at least four or five different areas.
We were getting flanked.
Mm-hmm.
And then just like random houses on the block was like, well, we got our own firework. Yeah. So it was just explosions.
Everywhere.
There was a guy right here. His fireworks kept being disappointments.
Yeah. I mean, he had like, you know, little small ones, I guess, for the kids or something. They can like light them and run off or something.
But his were like anticlimactic. Like,
yeah.
They would go up like, and then nothing. Yeah.
It's fine.
And then, I don't think I ever realized. I mean, I should have realized it, but you shoot a bottle rocket, something comes down. Like, it don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It goes up, something explodes, but then there's a piece. Comes back down.
Hitting the head and
And they all seem to be, because it was the hippie yard.
Yeah, uh-huh.
They were shooting them off, and every time they would shoot off one, I wasn't even looking at the firework. I was following the little stick, and they was all coming, like, our direction. I'm like, are these things still hot?
Right.
Are they going to land on the roof?
A child.
A child, yeah.
It was crazy.
It was just a lot of things exploding. But Elise handled it pretty well. She didn't seem afraid of any of the noise. Mm-hmm. And it was a lot of noise. Like, it was getting to me. I was... and I'm surprised with all these like elderly white folks out here. I thought somebody would have been like a Vietnam vet or something. Is that wrong? I'm just saying. It was a lot of explosion. That's the way it sounded to me. Like if I was in a war, like this is what I would expect it to sound like. Mm-hmm. Pop, 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 boom, blah, blah, boom. You
know? Yeah.
It was a lot of stuff.
There were a lot. They probably didn't slow down until about 11 o'clock.
I was walking down the street to get some popsicles. Mm-hmm. And this one guy, and his garage door was open, and he had a Confederate flag in his garage. So I turned around slowly.
I think I wandered too.
Yeah, I went a little
Which
too
house
far.
Was this?
This was, I think this was two houses down. Not this house.
Was
next
he the
to
one
us.
That had the real big grill in his on driveway?
Mm-hmm.
The huge grill.
Yeah, I looked in his garage. I mean, not looking in his garage, but you know, I took a glance over there, and
because it was open.
Yeah, I was getting a popsicle, and I saw the Confederate flag hanging up, Mm-mm. and I grabbed my popsicle, and I went.
Would it
back
have been
down
bad if you put the popsicle back? Yeah.
I don't know. He might have contaminated these. Yeah. But some people they fly the Confederate flag for Southern pride.
Yeah.
Others say, it's offensive. You know, it's a whole big conflict. It's another issue for another day.
See
why, you know. And I see the world this way. It's a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Motherfucker still. And it's a reason why it was in his garage. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right, he's not flying
like,
it.
You proud, proud.
Yeah.
Then fly it.
You fly it. It was in your garage, like, in the cut.
It's on the low.
But then he had his garage door open, too, though, so he know people gonna see it.
Right. But that's kind of like me. Like, I played that Story of OJ song once. Nobody was paying attention, but I did want, want to do it. Like, I want to, you know, like, I want to be seen, but I don't want to be seen. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna play it. I ain't gonna play it that loud. I'm gonna play it. I know somebody can hear it, though.
Yeah.
Black nigga.
Yeah. But I used to date a girl who her family flew the Confederate flag, and I asked her about it, and they just do it. Yeah, they just do it for Southern pride. And that's what she
but
told me.
Do they
me.
Even know what it represents?
That's what. Yeah, and I talked to her about that, and she says somewhere along the line, history has been jumbled. Like, it doesn't mean slavery. It means Southern pride. You know, like. They say the South didn't secede from the Union just for the sake of slavery. It was for many other reasons. And, you know, they say they fly it around now for Southern pride. I mean, obviously, not everybody who flies it is for Southern pride. Mm-hmm, some are, you know, get those black. But, yeah. But I met her family. They were extremely nice. I didn't detect any hints of racism. I am a millennial, so I might have missed a few. I don't know.
Man, I feel if like the swastika wasn't
home.
Purely about killing Jews, but you don't rock that.
Jared does have a point.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, okay. You know, we no longer date to this day, but.
Thank you.
There's a lot of conflict there.
Yeah.
That's why I ain't eat nobody else's food yesterday. You never know.
Well, they can't season their food anyway. I don't know what they don't.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Shots fired by the champ.
Chili cook-off.
The champ.
Tramp.
This is something Elise can hear one day. This is a good story for Elise.
Champ.
When you were 19 months, I won.
She won the chili cook-off, baby.
Are you?
I'll give you my recipe.
Are you finished or are you done?
No, I'm actually.
I ain't gonna say it no more.
It ain't gonna never be over. Ain't gonna be no living with you.
I ain't gonna stop talking about this for. It's gonna be a while for us to wear off. I don't even know. I have an actual trophy. I have a trophy that says first place chili cook-off.
Are you gonna participate next year?
Yes.
Okay, so. She might have to get a whole rack. Chili cook-off trophies.
I'm going to take this block over.
Her rookie season.
Take it over?
She came
take it over. They ain't going nowhere. Hit them. All the flavors.
All the flavors.
They ain't going no nothing.
I feel like this is a draft, you know. Tammy's rookie year. And then you got other rookies coming in over the years, you know. Mm-hmm. New competition.
No competition whatsoever. It was one guy, when we were all cleaning up, one guy came by, you know, gave me a little competitive look, little side hug. Good, you know, good job. Good job. I want that recipe, though. Oh, no.
Can't have it, buddy. You got to be this dark.
Right. You need to be a few shades darker.
To get this recipe.
That's racist.
No, I mean, but he going to see my recipe. He's going to be like, she adds this much salt? She adds this much, what's this, cumin?
Guys, do we have white people listening to us right now?
Yeah. We do numbers in the Netherlands and UK and
DC.
So
DC,
are we getting bashed?
No, at DC, this point, at this Calera, point,
if you're still listening to this podcast, you know what I'm gonna say.
Oh, okay.
So you either want to. I mean, it might be some people listening to it. Like, I wonder what ignorant thing he's going to say this episode.
Yeah, because
I appreciate the plays. Thank you.
Yeah, if DC listening. DC, I'll give you the recipe.
Yeah, because
he can handle it.
I thought you were talking about Washington, D.C. Are you talking about Calera?
Yeah, Calera.
Okay. Yeah,
he can handle the recipe.
I was just going to censor myself this whole podcast.
No, like, this is the point of the podcast. First of all, this is my show. Ain't nobody tell me what I can say on my show. Everybody else that comes on the show. The only rules you got to worry about is my rules, and I don't have none. Other than don't interrupt me when I'm talking. Nobody talking while I'm talking. Next person talk while I'm talking.
Copy that.
Next person talk while I'm talking is getting shot.
Good as shot.
That's an epic stare down.
You don't say anything else.
I'm not going to say anything else because this episode is going to end at some point.
It's going to end at some point.
It's going to be me.
It's going to be me and you.
Yeah, yeah, I'm going to just step outside. Enjoy the scenery. It's a nice neighborhood. Very nice neighborhood.
It is nice neighborhood.
I like our neighborhood. It's a really nice neighborhood. A
little park around the corner. And I can even jog to the convenience store, yo. That's a trip.
Mm-hmm.
You know I will.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what I miss? I do miss, like, just carryouts and being surrounded by carryouts and liquor stores. I do kind of miss them.
But them carryouts weren't good, though. They were pretty gross. Yeah. Even before we moved to Texas, we knew it was gross.
I don't know if I ever knew it was gross.
I knew it was gross.
I am in the mood for some Chinese food a little bit, you know.
We can get some Chinese food.
That's easy.
Some egg foo young. Some shrimp fried rice.
That's easy.
I'm a little hungry right now just thinking about it.
Go in there and get some chili.
Yeah, you know it.
Mm-hmm.
Some that award-winning chili.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Champ. And I also would like to stop by Juice Land. Is that the name of it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we should do Juice Land. We should get some juice.
Because I'm crazy about smoothies, so.
Yes.
I'd love to take a trip.
I need some juice. I need, like, a jalapeno.
You need a ninja back, sir?
No, I think I want the jalapeno.
Oh, the jalapeno. Jalapeno?
Why do you gotta make that face when you say that? That just makes it. I don't even want it no more.
It's out the window.
Jalapeno.
Why you find a way to mess up everything? She took everything. Like I'm literally wearing sweatpants right now. I still have pockets though. I still have pockets. I haven't given completely up on life. I still have pockets.
Jalapeno.
You know what? If you weren't the mother of my child, I swear.
She's the champ.
Swift,
she can say what she wants.
I can say what I want.
In there last night, stretching the neck holes out in my t-shirts.
It's a comfy t-shirt.
To you, I can't wear it no more. No. Stuck your gargantuan dome.
No. Whatever. Fourth of July cookout.
All right, so yeah, the Flans represented with some help from the Godfreys.
Came home with two trophies.
I'm honored to be a part of Team Flying.
Yeah.
I am.
You are officially part of Team Flying.
Yeah.
Our Team Flying. So we made it through. We made it through our first 4th of July in I got to find an appropriate name.
Because you don't want to say a white neighborhood.
It's a white neighborhood.
Yeah, it's a white neighborhood.
It's a white neighborhood.
I mean, call a cat a cat, you know. This is a white neighborhood.
I'll be completely. I've never lived amongst them like, and now, you know what I'm saying? I feel like I'm on
Cleveland. Oh, it's Spooner Street.
It felt kind of weird when I first got here. Like, you know, like even living in DC, you live around white people, but you never, you're not forced to interact with them, you know, outside of like work and buying stuff, you know. Like here, all of a sudden, I got this dude that walks up, you know, to the driveway when I'm leaving in the morning. Like, you ready for 4th of July?
I'm just taking the trash out. Right.
Jeez. Dude, why are you always talking to me? Yeah. And I felt bad because I didn't like walk around. Like, Thaddeus was the representative for our house in terms of like getting to know people. Yeah. I wasn't walking around getting to know nobody.
And it's kind of ironic because I'm such a, you know, I don't want to say I'm a recluse, but I'm an introvert.
Yeah, you're a little introvert.
You and your sister both be claiming to be non-social and then be the most social motherfucker ever.
No, Yesenia told me to come out and mingle. I came out. Mm-hmm. And I don't know.
Yeah, for a while, Thaddeus was sitting inside in the air conditioning. I was watching TV.
I mean, that was just the smart thing to do.
Yeah.
It was hotter than the sun.
It was hot.
I don't like heat. Ask my father. Me and him don't like heat.
Oh, yeah. We know Dad don't like no heat. He said, is what outside? 80?
Yeah.
No. I'm inside. And it was like 102 yesterday.
Oh, my goodness.
Speaking of Mr. Godfrey, yeah, we'll be gonna get these titty towels jumping off. We need to get these names going. I'm putting it on the radio. I'm not.
You know what the titty towels are?
No.
This is towels where he covered himself up with.
Oh.
he can't be the only one. So we can go ahead and get these, like make it an actual product. Sell it to people who had designs. Yeah. Or, Lord, you get your Redskins titty towels. Titty towels. You can go in.
There was one day we came to visit. And it was probably the first time.
And it was the first time I met.
It was the apartment that y'all lived in for a little while.
The white one.
First time I seen y'all for a while, or seen the apartment. And Dad, we came in the house. Dad didn't know I was coming. Oh, yeah. Go in the house, and, you know, he sits on the sofa. And then Jared walks in, and then he takes a towel. And he just covers himself up with the towel.
I missed it.
It was like a little, I guess, gym towel or something.
Oh.
And he just kind of like kindly covers himself up with a towel because he's wearing a t-shirt.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah.
Terry's titty towels.
You know, he's always trying to market his own products and business.
We got one.
Yeah. Got one.
We titty got towel. One. Let's do it.
And, you know, I think he's got too much pride for it, though. He's like, ninja.
You got to be able to laugh at yourself.
He's not one of those people.
No.
He can't be the only one. There's other people out there. I'm saying we can make them stylish. Because he normally be wearing jackets with the designs and things. We could.
Yeah.
But they're going to still be called titty towels.
They're still going to be called titty towels.
But
we can just call them triple T. Mm. Right. But I think we've done our time for this week. Hopefully you all were entertained by our 4th of July shenanigans. I hope everyone else's 4th of July was as enjoyable as ours.
Yes.
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 Thank you for having me, guys.
It was fun.
Anytime.
Millennial.
I knew it was coming.
All right. But as usual, it's a lot of darkness out there. Let's not focus on the darkness and point fingers at the darkness. Be the light.
Be the light.
All right. Until the next time. Peace.
Peace.
Hair grease.